Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Day after day, week after week, year after year, alone and together, we pray, thy kingdom come. But, well, maybe not quite yet. Hold off a little while. Not everything on my bucket list is met, and well, I've just got a few more hundred things I'd really like to do. Probably you too. Thy kingdom come. No, to be sure, we all dearly love our Savior and our King. Come thou almighty King, we just say. But there are a lot of days we'd prefer to say that he stay a little further away. Not too near us. We pray for God's kingdom to come, but oftentimes we long even more for longer, full lives, well lived, so that we can soak up as much of this world's pleasure before the day comes when there is that quiet little click and the lid goes down. Or there is the blaring trumpet of Christ's glorious return and all his angels with him. Thy kingdom come. Indeed, the king is coming, but truth is, his kingdom is already here. It matters not what we pray. We neither hasten nor delay our Lord's return. Indeed, as Luther writes in the Small Catechism, the kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. And so on this last Sunday of the church year, we hear the announcement that the kingdom is already here. And with it, we hear the call not only to be ready as if for disaster, but to look for it. And live in joyful anticipation of our Lord's coming. And like those past days when he came into a world oblivious to his birth in obscurity and the cover of darkness, Christ Jesus will return in unmistakable power and glory. I'm going to tell you this. The signs for this are everywhere. And those signs are there not to frighten us, but to make us wise unto salvation. No one can read the fig leaves and predict the day or the hour, not the angels in heaven, nor the Son of Man knows this, only the Father. But folks, you know the change of seasons, the march of time, dare I say the advance of age. These can be read as the call to watch, to prepare. Too easily, do we become deceived, distracted, lulled into a dozing complacency, thinking that we can afford to look away from Jesus and his kingdom. But the onward, unrelenting march of minutes and days and years toward our Lord's return gives us clear vision. It is coming. He is coming. Ready? Thanks be to God, he has not left us alone in this onward, unrelenting march. Rather, he has given to us the Counselor, the Spirit of Christ in his resurrection. And he has given us sure, unchanging signs. Amidst all of the many, many changes of this broken earthly life, signs of his sure, saving grace, signs by which he marches right along with us, day after day at our sides. The signs, the means of grace, those means by which we are semper paratus, as the Marines say. Always prepared. Always prepared? Yes. Because, my brother and sister, it is not what we can do, but it is what our Lord has already done that prepares us for that great and awesome day. The signs which seal his presence with us. The signs that seal his peace to us enable us to be always prepared, always ready for his return. His word, that sign. His word speaks and does exactly what it says. You heard it with your ears. Your sins are all forgiven you. And so they are. He says so. His word is true. And to that word, he adds the water of holy washing, holy baptism, thereby declares us clean, clothed in his righteousness alone, redeemed to stand before his throne. We sing in that hymn, my hope is built on nothing less. Who are these in white robes? And the heavenly food of his flesh and blood are the pure spiritual food of 200 proof grace. Undiluted. All strength bottoms up. A sign fed into you for your life. Always prepared. Thy kingdom come. Why is it that we often fear the great coming of our Lord? Might we at times believe that he comes to rob us of something? But wait a minute. Jesus is not that thief in the night who comes only to kill and steal and destroy. Rather, Jesus has chased that thief away. He can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done, writes Luther in his great hymn of faith. So then, have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you. Did you get that? Give you the kingdom. The thief is destroyed. Jesus comes to give us what he has prepared for us by his cross and his resurrection. I go to prepare a place for you, he promised. And he delights. He is tickled to give it to you. To be sure, we see now only as through a glass, darkly, dimly. But oh, what out of this world joy awaits us there in the King's eternal kingdom. What eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor the mind conceived. And this, by the way, this is not some distant future kingdom. It's right here now. As we live this very day, clothed in Christ's righteousness alone, ready and eager to welcome him in faith when he comes back. By those sure signs, the means of grace, we continue to fix our eyes on him, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I don't know about you, but for me, I don't know, the last year especially, it just seems that the world keep spinning faster. Where did the summer go? And why are we so close to Christmas already? faster and faster. We need an anchor. We need to be moored to something lasting a whole lot longer than the latest iPhone. Otherwise, we are lost. Our Savior knows this. It's for this reason He has anchored us all in His Word, bound to Himself at font and altar. Therefore, we are not a people without hope. Thy kingdom come, we pray with all boldness and joy. This is not a prayer of an uncertain people whose world is crashing down all around them, people who want relief. Rather, no way. This is the prayer of people who know today, just as it really is, with all its joys and sorrows, all its ups and downs, yet we have confidence in something a whole lot better to come. We pray, Thy kingdom come. Not as a people who disdain the world and all that is, but we pray as those who see through all that smoky haze toward the eternal future we were marked for in baptism and in which we live by His word and table. Thy kingdom come is the prayer of a people who have been made bold to hope for more, not to settle for deals you can get from some push and shove, mad dash sail-a-thon. There is a scene, and you might remember this, those of you who have seen Fiddler on the Roof, there's a scene when the people realized that the czar holds their fate in his hands. So they go to the rabbi and ask the rabbi to pray for the czar. Well, the rabbi thinks for a moment. And then he says, may God bless and keep the czar far away from us. In the end, and you might remember this, they all leave their homes with regret and fear, having lost their hope with only memories to keep them going. Folks, we are not those people. Our future lies in the hands of the Lord Jesus, His hands holding nails on Calvary's cross, His hands unwound from grave linens outstretched in triumph, His hands holding your unending tomorrows in a joy, a splendor you can't even begin to fathom. His hands holding you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds until we see our Savior's face. Amen.